T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The design for the Sukadeek t-shirt.
Oh, let me see it.
You want me to post it or just send it to you?
Send it to me. Unless you want to post it.
Yeah, there you go. Sukadeek, and under it is the Japanese letters for home run.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
It's not bad. You like that, Sealer, or no?
I like it.
Sukadeek.
I do, but I'm just learning that it's D and not T.
Sukadeek.
Yeah, I thought it was a T.
Why would you think it's a T? You think it's Sukadeek?
No. Let me hear it again.
Sukadeek?
Yeah.
You think it's Sukadeek?
That's what you thought? I got to hear it again.
Hold on, sir. I got it right here. Let me get it. Here it is.
Sukadeek!
I hear a T.
Where would you hear a T? It's also more of a suck than a suk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I hear the T, not the D.
Hold on. I got to change it.
So how do you want to spell it on the shirt, then?
I
think it should be S-U-K-A-D-I-T.
Play it one more time.
Yeah, there you go.
Suck a dick.
There you go.
How do you not think it's G? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I would
I'll tell you, if you're spelling
that.
It out the way it sounds.
Yes, suck a dick. Why do you think I've been finding it so funny for the last couple of weeks? That's what I thought we were all hearing.
There you go. I think he might be right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
It better be a T at the end of that. Yeah.
That's
do you have the entire thing? The whole call of it?
Oh.
Because there's another part of it that I like, too. Before he goes,
suck a dick!
I might, if you give me a sec, I might be able to...
He's got it. Big Mac's got it. Go ahead, Big Mac.
今度は外に構えます。
センター目大きな当たりだ! センター下がれ! 下がって!
Never gets old.
It really gets old. It really does.
Yeah, Sukadeek. I mean, I guess it'd be acceptable for the purposes of a shirt, but I think it's suck. I think you gotta go suck.
Suck and it's something else.
Suck a dick.
You think it's something else?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think the second word starts with a T? Starts with a T.
Correct.
Oh, I hear D.
I hear D as well.
It's like the blue dress.
Suck a dick.
Yeah, it's a D for sure.
I can hear the T at the end of that word, but not at the beginning. Yeah,
I think you're the only guy I know that thinks it's a T-E-T.
Yeah.
Suck a dick!
Yeah, that's a D for sure.
I mean, it sounds nothing like a T.
That's a hard D, too.
I don't know.
Oh, it's very hard.
One more time, and then I'll leave.
Suck a dick!
Yeah, D-I-T, I think it is. Here's Ricky in Smithtown. Ricky, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, kid?
Doing good. Listen, you guys were talking about Italian Ice the other day, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember you hearing about you guys talking about the one Corona Ice King.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We left it out. That's our bad. 100%. You're right.
And then right up the block, you got the Empanadas. You got to stop there. You got to have the Empanadas first.
Yep.
Right? That little place on the left-hand side over there, you have the Empanadas first, and then you go have your...
You get the Empanadas, you go to Corona Ice King, and then you stop by Mama's.
How far is that from Citi Field? I may have to go there next Met home game.
15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
All right. Cool. It's on.
I mean, let me just say this. Thanks, Rick. It is 10 or 15 minutes, but you can't get there in 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible. It cannot happen.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'll build in an extra 35 minutes. I got to make that a part of my routine next Met game I go to.
Corona Ice King?
I have, like, such a craving for Italian Ice now.
No,
I want to go to all of these. No, I'm talking about Italian Ice, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, since I went to Ralph's a couple days ago and stood in the rain for a half hour.
But you went to the fake Ralph's. I went to a Ralph's, and because I haven't had
chain.
Italian.
Is that what you're saying?
You didn't go to Staten Island?
Yeah, but wait a second. Yeah. I haven't had Italian ice in over a year, so yeah. I'm getting myself back into it.
Yeah, and Stella's
now I just
want to
go nuts.
Now
I just want to go nuts. I'm going to go to all these places.
You're not the Lemon Ice King fan, Corona?
No, I am. Sure, okay. It's great.
My
it's
dad,
great.
For my whole life, has yeah, been telling me you got to go, and I never have.
The Corona, it's great. It's listen, I told you, you judge ices on the lemon.
No.
Yes. And they are the
yeah, he is right
the
about
standard
that.
Bearer.
I just don't like lemon that much. So for me, I wouldn't be able to judge it based on that.
That's fine, but that's where it originates from.
No, I get that. Yeah. But for someone like myself who loves Italian ice, I'm not going to judge it on lemon when I don't like lemon.
And what is your go-to flavor?
Well, rainbow. Big rainbow guy. Love the rainbow.
Rainbow.
And what's the problem?
Joining us on the hotline right now
never mind.
Is my main man, Frank the Tank. Yo, Frank, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Listen, I got a couple things for you right out of the gate. You have been so negative towards the New York Mets the last couple weeks, and they're in first place.
I just hate when teams leave runners in front of us. It drives me nuts.
What?
He was going bonkers.
What drives him
earlier
nuts?
This year with the Mets? Like the Mets so
what
they
drives
suck?
You nuts, Frank?
Well, sometimes if I'm negative, the guy screws me over and gets a hit, so I'm trying to do that too.
Oh, so you're going you're doing reverse jinx action on the Mets. Okay.
Yeah, I've been reading Frank the Tank. He's like, he's killing the Mets. They're in first place.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Like, what's my main man doing?
Look, keep killing the Mets. They're in first place.
All right, Frank, here's the question for you. I need your expert opinion on this. You got three snacks. You got Lay's potato chips. You got combos. You got Doritos. How are we ranking those?
Doritos, Lay's, combos.
Wow, you put combos three.
Told you. That's
no, you're
how
you're right.
Gonna
I got
go.
That I way it. Wrong.
Huh. I knew
combos
it.
I don't like combos. Combos is
wow.
Great.
I love the combo.
Do you have a go-to with Italian ice, Frank? A flavor, that is.
Either orange or fruit punch.
Orange and fruit punch.
Yeah. There you go. Right. Not on most people's Mount Rushmore of Italian
not
ice.
Not
Rainbow, by the way.
I'm most
sad
is in Belleville, there used to be a great place called Jackie's. Had the best lemon ice, best Italian ice. And
all right. There you go. Unfamiliar with Jasper's. Now, if you're going to rank Doritos flavors, what are your top three?
Spicy nacho, regular nacho. I'm not a ranch guy, so those will be basically the two.
Wow. Okay.
Not even a hesitation.
There you go. He knows his stuff.
No, he does.
And Frank, when McCann threw Story out to end the game yesterday, what did you think?
I'm glad he did that because I just kept having flashes of Blackman hitting a ball into the upper deck and everyone singing that outfield song.
So negative. It's
there you
true.
Go.
All right, Frank. Good luck tonight, okay?
All right.
Talk to you, pal. There's Frank the Tank just checking in.
Wow, not a combo guy.
Told you, Doritos, Lay's, combos. There's no doubt he's going to go in that direction.
The likes of Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
I give it to you.
Enough. I think we played that enough this hour. Thank you.
Hey, I was on the golf course. Did they review that play? The McCann throwing the guy out at the end?
Yes. Yeah, they reviewed it.
I thought he was safe.
That's why I asked.
I thought
not
he
enough to
him
overturn
up
it
in the midsection.
But you
of his
gotta
body.
Remember
you're right.
To overturn a call. It's got to be clear.
But you thought he was safe too, didn't you?
To be fair. After watching the replay?
Yes.
I thought it was close enough where I wasn't worried about an overturn. And that's unfortunately how I view these things now. I look at it as not, is he safe or out, but is this going to be overturned?
He goes in head first or hands first, right?
Yeah. Right.
And it looked like the tag's by his chest almost.
Like on his back.
Or on his back,
yeah.
Right.
But around the chest, not the shoulder, below the shoulder.
I wasn't worried. I really wasn't because it's significant because now he's on second base with two outs, but I just didn't think there was clearly enough to overturn it. I was never worried.
And I thought, give Gary Cohn credit. I mean, he is on it. As soon as he's on first base, before that pitch, Cohn's going, Story an immediate threat to steal. Bang!
And listen, man, as good as Wilson Ramos has been hitting balls over the fence, the reason they signed James McCann is handling a pitching staff and that. So far, the Met pitching staff has been electric. How much credit do you give the catcher? It's unknown, but give him some. And obviously, his ability to throw out a base runner. Yeah, that's the difference we're seeing with James McCann.
Real quick, Damon's in Connecticut on the fan. Damon, good afternoon. How are you? Damon.
So yay. Far?
Oh, there you go. What's going on?
Not the same old. Just had a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, Brian Cashman's worst signing.
Oh, wow. Carl Pavano, start right there.
I'm not going to play this game.
Kayagawa's on that list.
Kayagawa! Though he didn't sign Kayagawa, CeeLo, in fairness. He didn't want...
George Steinbrenner forced him.
And that's been admitted.
Okay. Yes.
Steinbrenner forced that deal.
I had forgotten that.
Jacoby Ellsbury, we putting him up there?
Yeah, you have to.
No, Craig doesn't like this game. He's not a fan.
Well, because, I don't... Like, we're not a jukebox.
Oh. I thought it was your love affair for Brian Cashman. You don't want to bring attention.
No, which I want to get to. Okay. Because we came up with that one. When people call in with their own personal requests, like, call middays and mornings.
Sorry. Post the Otani.
Okay, we're not a jukebox. It's not A7. Get what you want from the afternoon show. If you want that, there's a low-rated show across town you can listen to. Winners, winners, losers, losers.
Here's something else.
Oh, by the way, did you read the article today?
What article?
The one that attacks me before giving any credit to the team that we built there. All right, so Evan, you said going into the break.
Yes.
You had three.
Yes.
I said, I think it was defining sports moments.
In the last
of
century.
Of
this current century.
Meaning, not 1920 to...
Right.
From 2000 to 2021.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you ones that jumped out at me. You tell me if they can make the Mount Rushmore.
All right, got it.
Number one, the Red Sox break the curse.
It's on my list.
Go ahead.
Number two, the Chicago Cubs break the curse.
Whoa. Can't just breaking the curse be one category?
Okay, fine, but these are two different curses that were broken.
Yeah.
Number three, and this is me trying to be fair because it didn't mean that much to me, Tiger at the Masters 2019.
Okay.
That was a great comeback.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do disagree? You're more of a golf guy, so tell me I'm wrong.
No, I don't disagree at all, but I think if you're talking Tiger, you got to put the original scandal on there as well. That was a huge deal at the time. Massive.
All right. Cleveland comes back on Golden State down 3-1. LeBron brings a title to Cleveland.
Okay.
The Giants beat the Patriots undefeated season.
Okay.
The comeback against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Okay.
The decision to not run with Marshawn Lynch, Patriots.
You can take that one off.
You put that one off?
That's off.
That's a good one.
But that's a good one.
I don't know about top four, but that is a good one.
I take that one off. Yeah, not one of the signature moments.
Those are the moments.
Anything else?
LeBron's decision to leave Cleveland and go to Miami.
I would say the championship in Cleveland will trump the decision to leave Cleveland. Yes.
Even though that's impacted the NBA a decade later?
Because he came back and won there.
No, but look at the impact it's had on the league. You could argue Kevin Durant never goes to Golden State.
Super teams.
You can make that argument. That changed the course of the NBA. We're still feeling it today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to come up with just four.
Well, because I've come up with like six. That's the problem. And which one are you taking off the list?
I said I don't think you're going to be able to come up with just four. I don't think you're going to be able to pare it down.
Like the Cubs and the Red Sox. I know
it's baseball.
I think you
almost have to do by sport to be fair about it.
Well, that makes it a hell of a lot easier.
Plus, there are negative ones as well.
Off the field stuff,
Tigers,
like you said,
scandal.
Penn State, Astros, Boston Marathon bombing, things of that nature.
Yeah, boy, you are like, we've been watching a lot of, crime TV.
Actually, I have.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. I'm like Al Dukes.
Like, you look at the world such a skewed way.
Well, I'll give you the ultimate negative that you didn't bring up, the ultimate negative.
The ultimate negative.
Horrible story, but you have to admit it's up there.
Horrible.
Nothing good out of this.
OJ was before 2000.
Not OJ.
So was the steroids.
Horrible story?
Yeah, horrible story.
Somebody died.
Yes. Come on.
Payne Stewart.
Oh, no. Yeah. Kobe Bryant.
Good one. Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Kobe's death.
That is quite enormous. Yeah,
No, that's enormous. That's enormous.
But it didn't have an impact on the game.
Is that now the prerequisite for this?
I mean, Hank Aaron died. Are you counting that?
Yeah, come on. Kobe Bryant was young, and he was tragic.
Isn't all death tragic? Boy, you have become such a negative black
pizza
clown guy.
I mean, his daughter is on a helicopter with him. It's awful. It's one of the worst stories we've
seen. I'm not suggesting it's not. Clearly, it's awful.
I know, but you can't equate it to
any... Children died on that helicopter.
That's what I'm saying. You can't equate it to every death in sports over the last few years.
Yes, the Kobe death was tragic. Yes. Of course. But then you should just have a Mount Rushmore of deaths.
No. We did with a Mount Rushmore of...
What's your Mount Rushmore of athlete deaths?
Oh, my God.
In the last 21 years.
Oh, I don't want to go there. Huh? No.
I don't want to think about that.
No. Oh, yeah. Everything else you're thinking about is negative, but
black
clouds,
but not positive, bro.
I gave
think
you the
about
negatives
the
to balance it out. That's all.
Yeah, I started with Red Sox, Cubs, Cleveland's comeback, New England's comeback on it. See, of Tom Brady moments, what's the Mount Rushmore? Think about that. I don't even know if it's Tampa Bay this year.
It's one of them for sure.
It
has to be. It's got to be the first one.
The first one,
100%. The last one.
I just said the comeback won against Atlanta, yeah.
And if you're only looking at positives, I don't know the other one. I mean, if you're looking at all of his Super Bowl appearances, the loss to the Giants the first time, I think, would have to be in there, too.
Right. If you're using negatives, it would be the loss to the Giants.
Well, CeeLo's the other, you know, the black cloud here on the show.
That's right.
So you got to consider negatives, too. What about so-and-so that died?
Journalistically, I got to keep
journalistically,
it,
that's right.
Even keeled here.
That's exactly right. He's got to keep some journalistic integrity.
That's right.
By the way, they tell me Howie Rose is back in the booth tonight.
Yep. Tomorrow. They don't play tomorrow.
Right. Excuse me, right. Tomorrow. And I guess he acknowledged that he went through some stuff. I don't know what it was, but hopefully he's all right.
Good to have him back. Thank God he's healthy.
Back. Yeah. He had some kind of procedure or something done.
Right.
Which is weird. You know why? Like, I respect the man's privacy. Whatever it is, it's his business. But it's not the way it is with the athletes recover, right?
It's different.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Why?
Because we analyze their performance on the field.
We analyze the broadcaster's performance all the time.
Their medical procedures have very little to do with it. While in sports, it does. Look, Kevin Durant's hurt. You're going to want to know why he's missing games. And then when he comes back, you're going to say, hey, is he favoring his right thigh? I think it's all related. That's why I disagree with it.
I like when Joe Buck missed games because he had hair plugs put in.
I was just going to bring that up.
And the...
affected his voice.
The doctor messed up the tube in his throat.
That's why we knew, because it impacted the way he sounded.
He told us on the show.
Well, he made the decision to, but you can't actually think that we shouldn't know about sports injuries. You don't actually think that, right?
About sports injuries?
Yeah, like that should be private. Come on.
Well, it's public because of gambling.
No, no, it's public. I also think because
of gambling. Watch, that's the only reason.
Is that where it originated?
Yes.
In baseball, when there's very little gambling until recently.
Football.
No, no, no. But we've known about baseball injuries for a while.
I think because of gambling still.
You don't think it's just simply answering a question when a manager's asked, why is this guy not playing?
Why is this guy on the disabled list? Remember when the New York Mets wouldn't tell you if it was a left knee or a right knee with Beltran?
The Jets did that with Jonathan Vilma, I remember.
The Jets did that famously too. Yeah, you're right.
The NHL does it all the time. Upper body, lower body. It's all you get with the
like
NHL.
That upper body, lower body.
Yeah.
Where's the injury? It's his upper body.
Yes.
Could be out a day. Could be out for the rest of the season.
Would you rather have an upper body injury or a lower body injury?
Depends where on my upper body
let's
I got hurt.
Let's say the belly button's the cutoff. If the belly button's the cutoff,
really?
Depends. Would you rather be upper body or lower body?
Yeah, because if it's my head, I don't want my head touched.
That's the point of him asking the question.
What?
Yeah. Would you have to choose? Take the risk.
Lower body.
You'd rather have a lower body
Yeah,
injury.
Because I don't want the concussion issue, the head
it's
issue,
probably
the mental
less
issues.
Life-threatening.
Right. Because it's probably less life-threatening and probably look, it probably
all the vital organs are upper body.
I would rather not be impacted mentally, but be impacted where, hey, I lost a leg. You know what I mean?
Really? Like,
yes, no question.
Huh. So if I was going to throw a coconut at you,
yes,
you'd rather me throw it at your junk than at your head?
Correct.
Good to know for future reference.
Do you agree with that?
I'd never give it
like
any thought.
Like, if I had a watermelon or a coconut or a large object. And
never wasted
gonna,
my time thinking about it. Like,
and it was going to be thrown at you.
And I can't defend myself.
You cannot defend yourself.
Yeah.
Would you rather it be at your head or your area?
Well, is it at my face or at the back of my head?
Your face.
Well, then I'd rather you throw it at my junk.
Okay, back of your head.
I don't know about that one. Who's throwing it?
Somebody, Jacob DeGrom.
I answer that's a lose-lose.
Well, answer the question.
I can't answer that
question. No. You ask me questions, I answer.
A 100-mile-per-hour coconut thrown at me.
Well, pick an answer.
I'd rather not be thrown in my face.
Lower or higher. Stop with the cop-out. Give an answer.
That's not a cop-out.
Yes, it is. I answered it, and you could say Jacob DeGrom for me.
You're lower body to the original question. You're making my question far more different.
A ball or a watermelon or coconut is being thrown at either your head or your lower body region.
Lower body region.
My junk matters, bro. You agree with me?
Okay. Well, if it's coming in like off of DeGrom's arm, yes.
So you agree with what I said? Thank you.
Chad Green's thrown it, I might take my chance.
Chad throws 97, bro.
But there's a good chance he misses. He threw a lot of balls this weekend.
Why are you attacking Chad Green?
That was the first name that came to my mind. David's an Edison on the fan. David, how are you? Hi, Dave. Okay, I don't have time for that. Sorry. Right. Here's Kevin in Milford. Kevin, what's up?
Hello.
La, la, la. Jerry Seinfeld's coming up in 25 minutes on The Fan.
I can't wait for that. But
you probably turn
I hate to bust off the subject, but Evan said that he likes Rainbow
Italian ice.
That's right. Yes.
That's what you took out of the last 5 hours of the show. Yes.
That's the number one thing
to take out of the show.
Don't forget that in the Rainbow Italian Ice is lemon flavor.
I like it. That's why if I could pick certain parts of the rainbow specifically, I'd go with the blue and the red.
True story.
Well, then why not just get the blue and red flavors as a duo, you clown?
I want the rainbow minus the lemon.
You know what?
Hold the lemon.
You know what, CeeLo? You're right. The next time I go to an Italian ice place. Well, you know why? Because I don't think a lot of Italian ice place offers you the blue. Only in the rainbow combination.
I refer to it as the colors. Like, they don't have flavors.
Well, I'm referring to it as the colors so everyone listening can understand. I'm doing it for them. But most Italian ice places do not offer you the blue.
Come on.
Is that a true statement?
Blue raspberry, cotton candy.
No. CeeLo, I'm not talking about Ralph's. I'm not talking about an extensive place. If you go to a pizzeria and they have Italian ice.
Oh, now we're at a pizzeria for
Italian. Well, that's where a lot of places serve Italian ice. That's where I grew up getting Italian ice. I didn't have it at a Ralph's until I knew better.
Okay, so then you're saying in order to get the blue, you have to go for the rainbow.
That's a true statement.
All right.
That's a true statement.
Do you work around the lemon and leave the lemon?
No, I still have it, but it's not my favorite part of the rainbow.
Once it starts melting, it's all in there together. It does not all taste the same.
Yeah. But you're right. When I went to Ralph's, I could have just gone blue and red.
But again, you can't go. You got to pick a flavor. They've got 9 million of them. If you walk up to the window and say, "Give me a half blue," and a half red,
you can do that
at Ralph's.
Yes, I did that at Ralph's. No. In fact, I bought two.
You're the jackass that does that and leaves the rest of us.
Let me tell you something.
Standing in the rain.
Hey, listen, bro. Yeah. I waited for a half hour in the rain.
Yeah.
The woman in front of me got a taste test. Okay, she needed to taste every freaking flavor. So you know what I was gonna do, bro? I was gonna get exactly what I wanted. Why don't you ask me what I got? Because I'm proud of it. Mint chip. And rainbow cookie. They have a rainbow cookie ices. It was unbelievable.
Cream ice.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you just said the blue and the red.
I also got a rainbow on a separate ice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went nuts. Dude, when I'm standing out there in the rain for 25 minutes, a half hour, CeeLo, I said it to my wife. I texted her.
Did you get seven individual ices or did you get a couple quarts or pints?
No, individuals.
Oh.
I got a small for my wife. That's all she wanted. You're the guy online that we all hate. I got a small for my... Dude, I waited for a half hour.
Because people like you.
No, there was nobody behind me when I was done. Trust me. I was going to take my sweet time and get whatever the hell I wanted.
You should have gotten a couple pints or quarts, however they do it, and be done with it.
But I wanted seven individual ices. Here's why. I got different things.
And
let me guess. Can you please put a top on it?
Well, they asked me if I wanted a top, and I said yes.
Yeah, of course you did.
Because it was raining.
Because you're an amateur.
And I didn't want the rain falling in the ice.
Yeah.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'm hoping I get in my car in time to hear it.
We got to move down quickly, then.
Well, I'm not running downstairs so I can hear Jerry Seinfeld with the schmoozer.
No, I know.
I will get to it, and I will listen to it. But I'm not going to run to my car.
No, trust me. I know you won't run for it because anytime I'm leaving to go to a Met game or a Nets game and I say, hey, Craig, if we want to walk out together, let's move it. You take your sweet ass time.
I go to my office. I put my stuff down. I get my jacket. I leave. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, but you could
do that. I stop in the bathroom to pee and then I go.
But you also saunter a little bit. It's almost like you want to stick it to me just a little bit.
Yeah. Here's Simon in New Haven, Connecticut. Simon, what do you got?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's good, Simon?
We got to do something about this lineup. This is pitiful.
The Yankees lineup?
Is that what you're saying?
This is ridiculous. I mean, it's a ping pong team. Every single day, ground out, pop up. How hard can it be to hit a baseball?
Well, it's pretty hard, actually. If you've ever tried it, it's not easy.
Let me tell you firsthand, Simon, it ain't easy.
Now, they do get paid a lot of money, so they should be good at it.
Is he talking about the Met lineup since they've scored fewer runs on the Yankees per game?
I thought it was a good point you made to start the show off. We're all pissed off about the Yankees' lack of offense. But the Mets have a worse offense right now.
The Mets have averaged fewer runs per game than the Yankees. The Mets are hitting fewer home runs than the New York Yankees.
Which is unbelievable considering the Yankees have no home runs.
The difference, though, is the Met pitching has been awesome.
Listen, don't let the facts get in the way of us being upset about the Yankees start, okay?
No. It's not about you. It's more pointing out that you can overcome one aspect of your team not playing well.
The Mets have.
Yeah. But you need to do those other things correctly, and the Yankees haven't.
Yeah, the Yankees are also not playing great defensively.
They're 0-3.
So,
there you go. They're literally 0-for-everything. Yeah. Like, ask yourself this. What are the Yankees doing well right now?
Nothing. Other than their relief pitching, for the most part. Their big guys have been good.
We have Big Mac's in my ear telling me we really have to get going here. Seinfeld can't wait.
I was going to ask. He's got
somewhere to go. Like, what is he doing right now that he can't wait till 7:08?
Just answered my question.
Nothing. He's a billionaire. He's got nothing else going on. Nothing. Oh, but we will get to it, I promise. We'll do the best we can. Here's Steve and Brick. Steve, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to know why are you guys killing time talking about Italian ice for 20 minutes.
Well, it wasn't 20 minutes. It was 9.
You counted?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so did you.
Let's talk about the Mets, how they're going to win the World Series this year.
Yeah, great. Go ahead.
I'm calling it right now. What do you think?
Okay, you think the Mets are going to win the World Series?
Absolutely.
What kind of Italian ice do you think they'll eat in the parade?
Cherry all day.
Really?
All day, cherry.
You don't think they're going lemon or cream ice? Just cherry.
Listen, you can't go. You can go lemon if you don't want to have no color in your mouth. But you want
got it. Why are you talking about ISIS when we're trying to talk sports?
Oh, man.
He fell right into that, dude.
Gotcha.
I watched that whole thing develop, and he just fell into that trap.
Win, no matter what.
You just did win your first bucket of the day over your
basket.
Shoulder.
I'm really having a terrific day today.
It's been a good day.
Yeah, I'm just having a terrific day.
It's been a good day.
So we got a couple more minutes, you're saying, right?
I'll just tell everyone. I'd like you to wrap at 57. In between now and then, you have two reads.
Yeah, one in your possession. Okay.
Two reads in three minutes.
Town Fair Tires, one of those reads?
No.
You have two reads.
I only have one in front of me.
I'll get you the other, yeah.
Mm.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, it's time to chop the weeds. It sounds like the start of a song. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing products, thanks to Manscaped. Trim your holes safely and efficiently. Join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. I said holes, that's right, says it right here. They're here to make sure you're trimmed and smelling nice after all. It's time for some spring cleaning and time to clean up from head to toe. The Lawnmower 3.0 provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs. Also included is the Weed Whacker. That's the nose and ear hair trimmer. No more gross nose hairs, Steve. Flying in the wind. Every purchase at manscaped.com goes towards contributions made to the Testicular Cancer Society. So head over to manscaped.com. Use my promo code CARTON, CARTON. Get 20% off and free shipping. Promo code CARTON. It's time for spring cleaning down below at manscaped.com. And listen up. Security Dodge is your SRT headquarters. Right now, they have the largest selection of new SRT performance vehicles in stock, ready to roar. Ram TRX in stock. 2021 Charger and Challenger Scat Packs. Hellcats, Trackhawks, Durango Hellcats. You want power? Come get some. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during Dodge Performance Days and Ram Truck Month. All right? Before we leave here today, I made the point that as much as we love baseball, there are times the networks make it very hard to like baseball and to be entertained by baseball. What do you have, CeeLo?
Down 2-2.
This is the Yes broadcast on Saturday. Wake me when the announcers talk again.
That would have added to it.
I mean, you can stop it. It just goes on and on and on. It's like they left the game. So they want us to watch, but you give us no reason to watch.
Let me ask you a question. I had someone ask me this. Would you rather the silence or stats that mean nothing?
Because
that's the other thing that's infected TV broadcasts of baseball. Meaningless stats just read to us.
I don't need meaningless stats. I need the announcers to talk to each other.
I agree, but those are that's the other thing that is sometimes happening on these broadcasts that are god-awful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!